Now, a former chief of Israel's spy agency Mossad has criticized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his planned speech to the U.S. Congress. Mayor Dagan said Netanyahu's stance on Iran's nuclear energy program has caused great strategic damage to Israel. Dagan also slammed Netanyahu's visit to Washington as pointless and counterproductive. Netanyahu is set to deliver an anti-Iran speech to Congress on the 3rd of March. The visit has drawn an angry reaction from the White House, while several U.S. lawmakers say they're going to skip the speech. The mayor of Kiryas Joel, which is a predominantly Jewish village in New York, has also called on the community's Democrat congressman not to attend the speech. Well, for more on this, let's go to Washington and talk to James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jatras, more and more news coming in of people from different sections of the Israeli political spectrum saying that they oppose Netanyahu's planned speech at the Congress. To what extent do you see the Israeli premier deterred by such growing amount of opposition?
Oh, I don't think he's deterred at all. Clearly, he is speaking to the Congress, but obviously not meeting with Mr. Obama, shows how divisive this is, both within the United States and within Israel. In the United States, of course, this assumes a partisan division between the Republican Congress and the Democratic administration, as well as different points of view on the negotiations with Iran. In Israel, of course, you have many people who are opposed to Mr. Netanyahu, who are concerned that he is injecting a divisive element between the United States and Israel.
Well, some Israeli media and analysts are saying that this confrontation between the White House and Netanyahu is actually weighing in favor of Netanyahu and Likud's election camp in general. How much can this be true?
It could be true, and it's one of those things, I think, that with some sectors of the electorate, it could help him, and with others, it will hurt him. I don't think we'll know till election day which way it really has played.
And finally, do you think the Israeli Prime Minister has reached the point of no return where he's found himself hopeless? That is, he might regret his preliminary decision but cannot undo what's being unfolding?
I think in terms of his own political interests, that's correct, that he is committed and his Republican hosts are committed as well. And I think for either side to back down, either for the Republicans to rethink the invitation or for Mr. Netanyahu to decide maybe he better not give the speech after all, I think that probably would do even more political damage than he may have done up to this point.
All right, James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.